You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kuf Tzad Yivav. Page Kuf Tzad Yivav. Mitzvah Reis Zayin Shalolavo Ali Shanida. So the top paragraph. B'chol ha'noshim b'chol isu zeh. B'afilu shfachos. Klomar shfachos kenanias. Mikavon shehem b'chol ha'mitzvahs. Harehin ki Yisraelis le'inyin zeh. So it's interesting that the isu nida applies to shifcha also. So first of all, you should know there's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and other Rishonim. Is there an Isser to have Lava al Shifcha in general? Is an Isser to be Baal al Shifcha? Which is the question of, is there an Isser to be Baal? Is there Isser to be Baal and Eved? So it's an interesting question, is there an Isser to be Baal and Eved? So it's mashma from many Gemaras, there is an Isser. The Gemara says, Chatziyev v'chatziyev ben Chayrin, where one of the people's Chatziyev v'chatziyev ben Chayrin, the halacha is Surach l'shachra. You have to be m'shachra the Eved because of mitzvah shevis, because the mitzvah is peri v'riv. So it's mashma, there's an Isser for an Eved to have relations, Isser for an Eved lovo to have bia with a Yisrael. The question is that an Isser derais or not? So the Rambam brings down the Targum, and he says the Targum holds that there's an Isser d'oraisa under the Isser of Znus. There's an Isser of Lo Tiyeh Kedesh B'Yisrael. So the Targum holds the Isser of Lo Tiyeh Kedesh B'Yisrael is the Isser of having bia with an Eved. The Rambam disagrees. Problem is the Gemara seems to say that there's an Asi Ducha Lo Sase. The Asay of Piri of Rivi is Doicha the Lo Sase of the Isser Bia with an Eved. So it's Mashma from the Gemara, there is an Isser Doraisa. The Rambam disagrees and says that's not the Pasuk Lo Tiyeh Kedesh B'Yisrael. But the Targum learns there's an Isser to have Bia with a Shivcha or an Eved because of Lo Tiyeh Kedesh B'Yisrael. Lo Tiyeh Kedesh B'Yisrael. But here we're talking about a case where the Shivcha is a Nida. So the question is, besides that Nisr Lav, according to those who are showing him like the Targum, who hold that there is an Isr Lav by a Shifcha, is there an Isr Nida by a Shifcha? So the Chinuch says, yes, V'chol ha'nosh v'chol Isr Zev, afilu shfachas, kolomar shfachas kananias, mikevin shehem b'chlal ha'mitzvahs, harein ki Yisrael s'le'inyin zev. Interesting that it's almost as if it's backwards. Because I would say, he's saying, since she's chayv in mitzvah, she's a nida. I would say, that's an interesting question. Who says she has the status of a nida? Since she's chayv in mitzvah, that means she has a din of a nida. So he brings it to Taras Kainim. Taras Kainim learns it out. I'm not sure what the drasha is. But the way the chinuch learns it, it's very interesting. Because she's chayv in mitzvahs, therefore, she has an Isser Nida.
What do you find strange about that formulation?
Because you're chayv in mitzvahs, that means you have a din Nida? Who says? You have a din Nida if you're categorized as a Nida in the Torah. The fact that you're chayv in mitzvahs means that you have an Isser Nida? What is the connection between? Because she's chayv in mitzvahs. In other words, what I'm asking is it a Sibba or a Simen?
Yeah.
Meaning, is it a mechayev? The fact she's chayev in mitzvahs means she's chayev in that mitzvah too. She's chayev in mitzvahs doesn't give her a status. It doesn't just give her automatically a total status.
Is
correct?
She's Jewish.
She's a shivcha kananis. She has. She's chayev in mitzvahs. Keisha. I mean, she's mom.
The question is, she's Jewish.
She's kedushin typhus. Is kedushin typhus?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it means she's lacking a certain status. Correct. She's amadam el chamor. Correct.
Yeah.
So she's Amadam al Chamor. Why don't you say that's it's like a Chamor can't be a Nida, correct? So how do you know a Kenanis can be? Just because it's Chayv in mitzvahs? Does it mean that the Chayv mitzvahs is a simon that she has a certain status of maybe some type of Kedushas Yisrael, Israelis, no? It's interesting. I would think that you have to have Kedushas Yisrael to be a Nida, don't you think? Umos Ha'olam for sure don't have it, correct?
How do we know that an Eved and Shifchar Chayv is Chayv in mitzvahs? Keisha.
Where do we learn that from?
Well, the Gemara learns lo lo miisha, right? Lo lo. It's a gzeresha. Aval nashim shulam asarlam enem bichal esur nidus v'zivus elamid the rabbanon shegazru aleihem is a gzera that all nashim nachrios have a din mid the rabbanon shegazru aleihem ben bischur ben benikevus shukezavim lachol divrehem. Whether they've seen dam or not, the halacha is that a goya has a din need the midrabanan. Like the Gemara in many places says that v'zeshamur b'gemara, Gemara Navarizara, shabal al hagoya chayvale mishum nashgaz. What's nashgaz? Need is the nun, shin is the shifcha, which again seems to indicate that there's something inherent about an issur beer with a shifcha. Right, like the Targum, it seems. Goya, there's an issur yechayev b'shum goya. What is the issur d'oraisa of having beer with a goya? Is there an issur d'oraisa? And zayna. Zayna. Zeha chiyuv eno element rabbanan b'ish Yisrael. Aval b'ish koyein chayev aleha midoraisa mishum zayna. V'loika aleha. However, according to the chinuch, if a koyein is ba'al a goya, he's like aleha. L'chara, he means like a midaraisa. By the way, you should know that, what?
According to the sheet of the Gemara, that chatsi yavet, chatsi bel, shifu kananas, chatsi, shifu, chatsi, isha, that's a shifu charufa. So you see the term is chayv a korban on it. And is there an iser to be bel a shifu charufa? It would be, then I know Ain Mazhirim and Adin, but it would be also the Kalachim. The Torah gives you this whole Korban thing by Shif Harufa. Is the Torah asking you to be on the Shif Harufa? Just if you do it, then you have a Korban.
Before there's an answer.
And then it's almost like the Kalachim. Madach Chatsi Shif Harufa.
Well, there it's because you're Shif Harufa Necharefis Leish. There, the Gemara, and I think it's Mem Gimel and Gittin, says, according to that sheet, that Shif Harufa is Chatsi Shifla. Chatsi Baschair, and it's because she's Necharefis Leish. She's set aside for a man. Meaning she has a person she set aside. She's
for her
half Baal. She's not a Baal. She's not a Baal.
I mean, for an Eved Ivri.
You might serve Eved Ivri to a Shifra to an Eved Ivri. So she's set aside for that Eved Ivri. So she's Necharefis Leish. It's because she's Necharefis Leish. That's why.
So if it weren't for that, what would be the status?
Or the Gemara even has a case. The Gemara talks about, what about if a man is Makadesh, a Chatzi Shifa, Chatzi Baschair? That, according to one man, the Machlech Tzubi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, what's a Shifa Charufa? According to one, the Shifa Charufa is, she's Makabal Kedushin. Chatzi Shifa, Chatzi Baschair is Makabal Kedushin. Then the Gemara has Niboya, I think, at Ahmed Beis. What happens if she's Meshuchra later? If she's Meshuchra later, does she become a full Ashish? That Paka, the Shifas goes away in the Kedushin, automatically it's chal or not. So there it's not just the case of Chatzi Shifa, Chatzi Baschair. There it's a case of, right? There it's a case of, there it's a case of Necharefis Leish. But the other Gemara is the Gemara you should brought, the Gemara I mentioned before. Well, the Gemara says, the Chatzi, Kaifinis Rabbi, Chatzi Shifa, Chatzi Baschair, Chatzi Evid, Chatzi Ben Chair, Kaifinis Rabbi, the Shachar, right?
I would have, you said it already.
Right, so I'm saying that there the Gemara says you have to be koi for him. Because EF should, there's no takana, correct? He can't marry, the Gemara says he can't marry a Goya, and he can't marry a Yisraelis, or Yisrael. Why can't she marry a Yisrael? Because the Gemara says the Asi Dukhalosase. Mastoma, that's like the Targum, correct? Question is how you might ask if the Rambam according to that. Unless the Rambam means it's not under the Isser of Loya Kodesh, but there is an Isser Doraisa. So it appears from many places there's an Isser Doraisa to be Ba'al Shifcha or Nevet. Matter of fact, look at this Gemara. This Gemara says there's a Gzera upon Habal Agoya. And the Gzera is Yechayev Mishum Arba Dvarim. Nida Shifcha, Yechayev Mishum Shifcha. So if there's no Isser Doraisa to be Ba'al Shifcha, then what does it mean Rabbana with Geyser that Habal Agoya is like a Ba'al Shifcha? Once again, it's mashma that a shifcha is an issur d'oraisa. Avol be'ish koyein. Now, what's interesting is these are all dinei de rabbanan. Haba'al goya is only a din, a bayal goy is only a din de rabbanan, correct? Aval beish kayim, but an ish kayim chayev aleha midraisa mishum zayin of a like a love. The chinuch shita is that if a kayim is ba on a goya, he's like a midraisa mishum zayin. This is very interesting. Why should that be so? So it's based on a Gemara. I think he brings a Gemara in Temura Chavtes Mebez, doesn't he?
Yes.
So what is the sugya in Temura Chavtes Mebez? So interestingly enough, the last parak in Temura deals with Esnan Zayna. The halach of Esnan is that a man gives a Temura to a Zayna. The halach is, if that Temura, let's say, is a Seh, the halach is that says, Asur L'gabim Mizbeach. Because the Torah says it's a Tayeva. So the question is, what's the scenario of an Esnan Zayna? So the Gemara says, you should know, the Gemara says, that not all cases of Znus are Esnan Zayna. It has to be an Isser Karis, the Esnan Zayna. Why? Because it's a Gzera Shava, Toeva, Toeva. It says Toeva by Esnan Zayna, and it says Toeva by the Parsha of Arayas. So the Gemara says, Ma Toeva, Homer by Arayas, or Arayas, Av Toeva, Omer by Esnan Zayna Arayas. So for instance, the Gemara has a strange case. Haba al ishto nida. If a man is ba al ishto nida, b'tayra zayna, the halacha is, it's not an Esnan Zayna. So Gemara says, it's an Isser Karis. The Gemara says, no, ein kedushin tovsin bahem. And the only time there's an Isser Esnan Zayna is when ein kedushin tovsin bahem. So the question is, what about a Zayna of Vedas Kachavim? If a man gives a tashlumim to an Zayna Ayvedas Kachavim, is that an Isser Esnan Zayna? So Abaye says it's an Isser Esnan Zayna because ain't Kedushin Taifsin. Kedushin is not Taifes by a Kedushin is not Taifes by a Goya. Therefore a Goya is Bechlal the Din of Esnan Zayna. So to Abaye says a Koyein Haba Al HaGoya is like a Mishum Zayna.
You are listening.
That's Abaye. However, Rava comes along and says no. Firstly, Rava says that you should know there is no din Esnan Zayna by Avodas Kachavim. Shitas Rava is the din of Esnan Zayna is only a din Mishum Arayas, and a Goya is not Mishum Arayas. Rava disagrees with that. Furthermore, Rava says Koyein Haba Al Goya ain't a like Mishum Zayna. So I'm not sure. The Chinuch seems to be passing like Abaye. I'm not sure why the chinuch passes like Abaye, but it seems to be a bachlokas Abaye Rava there in Temura whether there is an iser zayna by a kayen haba al goya. So this is a major discussion in the sugi of Yavama Samach Aleph. In Yavama Samach Aleph, there's a discussion of what is the definition. It says in the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? What's the exact pashut? What's the exact pasuk about isha zayna? Continue. We got to get to V'lo Yichal Zara is at the end. That's very important. Why? Because Rava learns that the Isra of Zayna can only be if there's a possible of Chilul Zara. Because it says Isha Zona Lo Yikach V'lo Yichal Zara. Correct. So Rava learns V'lo Yichal Zara Kol She Yesh Bo Zera Yisrael. Yesh bo mishum isra zayna. Kol she'ein by Zeri Yisrael, ein bo mishum isra zayna. That's Rava Shita. Being darish to pasuk v'lo yichal zarei. So Rava therefore says, an ish, a kohen haba al goya, right? Haba al goya is not a scenario of yichal zarei. Because ein Zeri Yisrael, correct? If a kohen, a Jew, is ba al goya, the child is not a Zeri Yisrael. So it's not possible v'lo yichal zara. So Rav Shita is koyin haba al goya. He is not like a mishum zayna, because you only like a mishum zayna if the possibility is the child could have kedushas yisrael. So it's interesting. I don't know. The chinuch is not going like Rav. I don't know why. Avo beish koyin chayav aleha midrais mishum zayna v'lo kaleha, which is not the maskanas hagemara according to Rav. So I'm not sure why the chinuch. It's passing like a bite.
Are you Jesus Kiddushin be Goyos or Arayas? It's stunting because you're Goyo. Afan Pichen is a Masvik, Bishelo Itafsibo Kiddushin. כתבת קידושין זה, לפשוט זה חומר שזה חפצה של הרבה.
כן.
פה, מה שלא כתבת קידושין בגויו זה, זה... יש כזה שוב החמור. איך זה מספיק לכתבת בקידושין?
זה זבאי, זה שיט זבאי.
חידושין.
קצת חידושין. הוא לומד זה מתואב ותואב.
כן, תואב, אבל זה לא... אבל לא תפסה קידושין, זה הגדור הבטורים.
אני מבין, אבל בכל אופן זה כתוב שם בחפטס מבאז, שזה שקיד זבאי, שכל שלא תופס בקידושין יש בו איסור, יש בו דין זוין. מה שאין כן לרובה, רובה אמר שלא יחל זרע, שצריך שיהיה זר ישראל בשביל שיהיה איסור זוין.
Isn't that if a girl is beguiled, a girl can't marry her, right? Right?
That's one of the cases.
So how can it be that? I mean, that's right. That's more than that when she's a goyer, a kohen is not also. Because if there would be no iser for him to be boil or when she's a goy also, no, then how can you make her also to marry him when she's a goyer because she was a zoner? I mean, she wasn't also to when she was an actual zoner as a goy, but now when she becomes a geir, a geiris, now you can also her as zoner when she's a Jew.
So Machlokas Rambam Ravid. What if a Isha is Megayeres, a Gioras, Pachusa Megimel Shani? Do you say a Kohen can marry her? Because she's in a royal Labia. Meaning, what's the Isra of a Gioras? Is it Isra Be'etzem a Gioras? Or is it Isra because she says she's a Nivellas? Meaning that while she was a Goya, she was Nivellas.
If you say she's in a, if you say on the side, the one who alters she's because she's a Nivellas, so it has to be that she's also. When she's a goyim, for a kohen to be
why?
Because how can you say that you have a goyim who's 20 years old? At that point, you're going to say it's no issue for the kohen to be boiler or zoner. But then that 20-year-old is megayer.
So you're saying you feel it doesn't make sense because the reason a geyaris is aser is because she was once a goyim.
Yeah, how can you say she wasn't aser when she was a goyim, but now she's aser because she was a goyim?
So what are you going to do with Rav Shita Chav Tesman Beis in Temura? Says Lo Yichal Zara. That has to be Zer Yisrael. And if there's no possibility of Zer Yisrael, there's no Din Zayna. That's Rav Shita. What can I do? That's Rav.
Maybe Rav doesn't hold that when the Yoris is... Does everyone hold the Yoris is also feel good?
Yeah, that's the first Mishnah. Yivama Samach Aleph.
I don't know, but what's the logic? How can you say that she is also now because she was a Zayna when she was born? She wasn't.
And you have to look there. You have to look in Yivama Samach Aleph. That's interesting.
It's dialogue of an idea, you know?
The guy is Mubaris. Yeah, and then she's Miskaya. What is the vlog?
It's a very big question we had in Bukharis. So the blood of Vlad is Yisrael.
So if a coin is vile...
So you're talking about an interesting question, what is the stira? Haraso shalo b'kdusha v'laydoso b'kdusha? Meaning she got pregnant, haraso shalo b'kdusha v'laydoso b'kdusha?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. So some Gemara is a mashma, Gemara in Bukharis is mashma, the child is Yisraelis, there's a chiv pinyin haben. But the Gemara's in Yivamas that are mashma not like that. So the question is, what do you do with the stira in the Gemara's?
So
that's the thing for the Talmud as well. Yichud
Yisrael,
Kedushas
Yisrael,
that's what it is. On the Tzad, that is Yisrael, so if a Kohen is the father, the Pasuk says at the end of that, Hizaro, Loyer, Hizaro, so he could have a child.
No, he's saying there is a scenario of a Yichud.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it's Yichud after the father.
Maybe Yichud after him, no.
I think the Gemara in Bukharis, the Mishnah Bukharis says the father would not be chayiv in Pinyin HaBen because the Zer is not meyachas after him. I think the Mishnah in Bukharis says that the first Mishnah in Yesh Bukhar says the father would not be chayiv in Pinyin HaBen in such a case. Because Rashi says Ein Zer meyuchas acharav, because there's no yichus to the Zer of the Yisrael. And they all ask, what do you need that reason for? It could be Gersh Nitzkayar, Kekot Shanola Dummy, it has no yichus. But anyway, that's the scenario. So there's really no scenario that the child will be Miyuchas Acharav. Anyway, whatever the logic is, it's Beferish Gemara that Rava says there is no Isser Zayna for a Goya for a Kohen because of Lo Yechal Zara. Okay. So I'm not sure why the chinuch passes like Abaye. Okay, next paragraph. Umar Sha'amru Zichronon Levracha. Gam came Shechamisha Maras Damim Haim Shetima Hatoira. Vishar Maros Hadamim Toherim. Now, what's the reason for this? It's a Mishnah. Mishnah in Nida, Yitesim and Aleph says, Chamisha Mine Damim Tameim. There are five Tzavaim of Dam that if they emanate from an Isha, they are considered to be Matamais, create Tumas Nida. The Gemara says, Adam, Shachar, red, black, and then the Mishnah lists three others. Keren Shal Karchaim. Karchaim is a certain type of soda, a field, like the corner of the field, a certain type of earthen color. Then the Gemara says, what's the next guess? Keren Shal Karchaim. It's Adam, Shachar, Keren Shal Karchaim. Then there are two others. Oh, Me'adama, like mud, type of muddy color, type of red. And the last one is Kiyayin Mazuk. So the Gemara, the Mishnah lists five types of Mine Domim that are Matamas. So the Gemara said, Gemara has an interesting question. The Gemara says, Manolan de Isa Dam Tahar. That's the Gemara there. The Gemara in Testament says, Manolan de Isa Dam Tahar. How do I know there's such a concept as Dam Tahar? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Ki Yapala Mimcha Davar. Right, like where's that pasuk? Shavtim, I think. Ki yipalam imcha davar, ben dam ladam, ben din ladin, ben nega la nega. Ma ben nega la nega, nega tahar, nega tome. Af bedam, ben dam tahar, vedam tome. And the Gemara says, who says ben nega la nega, nega tome tahar? Ben nega la nega, nega tome, bebegadim le ben nega tome, bebatim. Ben dam nida la dam ziva. But the Maskanas Gemara is it's been Dam Tohor L'Dam Tomei. So Yesh Domim She Tohirim V'Yesh Domim She Tomeim. What?
You don't need a
cut
for Dam.
Ben Dam L'Dam, no.
I'm saying, it's not a full Dim. You know, it's just like Ben Negel and Negel.
Right.
So they need a cut for
Dam. Anyway, it says Ben Dam L'Dam, Dam Tomei, Dam Tohor. So Gemara says, Minayin She Dam Edom, Adam Adam, Tamea. So it brings a pasuk from Malachim Beis. I forget the exact pasuk. Vayiru Mayav. There was a Muhammad Mayav. Mayav saw that there was a river or a body of water. Vayiru Mav Shehamayim Edomim Kedam. That the Mayim was as red as Dam. So that teaches you that the Tseva of Dam is Adam. Tseva of Dam is Adam. That's the Gemara. So Gemara says, Minayin Shiesh Arba Mine Damim. How do I know there are four types of red? Right, you have four types of red in the Mishnah. Kimei Adama, Keren Shel Karchem, Kiyayin Mazug, and then bright red. So the Gemara says, because it says twice, the word Dameha is written in the Torah twice. Dameha Shtayim, Dameha Arba. So you have four and four. You have two and two is four. So the Gemara says that's four, but the Mishnah lists five. So the Gemara says the fifth one is Shachar. So the Gemara says, I Shachar is not Adam. So the Gemara says, Shachar was Adam v'kolish. But that black is Asur because it used to be red and it was then kolish and then lost its color, lost its pigment. So it's very interesting, the idea of Shachar, Dam Shachar, is that an Issa d'Oraisa, Issa d'Rabbanan. So the Torah in Siman Kuf Samaches says, Dvar Torah Chamisha Domim Temeim. So the Torah is pretty clear. The Rashba in Torah Sabayis Shar Aleph Shar Nashim says that Shachar is only a Din Derabbanan. That Din Shachar is not a Din Deraisa, but Din Derabbanan. So Midraisa says Dameha, Dameha, Dameha 2, another Dameha, another 2 is 4. There are clearly four shades of red that create Nida Midraisa. The machlokas is Shachar, Adin Daraisa, Adin Darabana. So the question is, what is the nature of these Chamisha Maros Domin? The Zerachinach explains, Va'inyin Hu, meaning if something, we know that the Dam has to come from the Makar. We know that the Dam has to come from the Makam Erva, which is the uterus, the womb. But why does the Dam have to be red? So the Gemara says, how do you know that? So the Gemara says, that only something that's red is a din dam.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. www.chatsbaba.com.